Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Mac Youth Show. My name is Zachary O'Donoghue and I'll be your host. Today I'm joined by Keats.
How are you doing, Zach?
I'm not too bad. How are you, Keats?
Good, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here today.
That's good. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, for sure. And my name's Keats Walter Davram. Yes, that's my full name. I work full-time for Apple in retail. And some of the fun things I like to do, I guess, on the side would be rock climbing and bushwalking. So that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, awesome. Well, do you want to just quickly take us through briefly the passage that you're going to be sharing today?
Yeah, for sure, Zach. I think the passage I've chosen today is from Psalm 84, and I just think it's a very relevant passage to be looking at. The main focus passage would be Psalms 84, verse 6. And it says this. It says, "As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make a place of springs." So as we, I guess, get the opportunity to dive into it, we'll get a deeper understanding of that. But from my initial look at it and when I was kind of, thinking about this, was it is actually very relevant in this time where we need to be seeking God and having an intimate connection with God and drawing strength with God. And I think they're my two points that I'll be really focusing on today, Zach. So you'll be pretty keen to go through that.
Awesome. Well, why don't I pray and then we'll jump right in.
Awesome.
Lord, we thank you so much for Keats. Lord, we thank you that, you've brought him to this place where he can serve you. Lord, we pray that as he takes us through this passage now, Lord, that it might be encouraging. Lord, that it might grow and challenge us as we seek to love you more with our lives. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Zach. Awesome. So let's have a look at Psalms 84. If you've got a Bible or phone, I encourage you to open it up as well. This is actually a really encouraging passage for us to look at today, especially as we think about our prayer life as well. So I guess what we want to really understand first is kind of maybe a bit of the context of this. And we can look at verse 1 from the start, where it talks about how lovely the Lord's dwelling place is. That it goes into the verse 2, where it talks about how his soul yearns and even faints for the courts of the Lord. So the psalmist here really is, highlighting the importance, but also the passion and intense passion he has for seeking God and wanting to know God. And if we draw back to verse 6 and we look, outside of that, and we look between verse 5 and 7 as well, it says this: "Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart is for the path of Zion. As they go through the valley of Baca, their place is made from springs. The early rain also covers its pools. They go from strength to strength, and each one appears before God in Zion." Now, that's a really encouraging passage. It relates to the two points that I really got out of this chapter in Psalms, which is intimacy with God, but then strength from God as well. And I just think that's a very valuable thing that we should be focusing on in this time. And what we can actually notice is there's another name for the Valley of Baca, which is called weeping, which most translations of the Bible would actually have it as. But that kind of, that weeping suggests that there is, a landform that was, it's a dry and arid region that caused, these weeping trees would tend to grow along these valleys. But it also shows us that this path to Jerusalem wasn't an easy path. It was a path that was, that could be full of hardship, and it would be a tough path to take. But what we notice in verse 6 is that even though they go through the valley of weeping or this weariness or burdensome, it's they say they make this place their springs. And that's a really important message. I think it encourages us to realize that in this time now, that as we are quarantined and isolated, as we feel that we can be, mentally exhausted and stressed, as we can be overcome by our work and what's going on in the world around us and our struggles ourselves, that in every situation that they make the valley their springs. And I guess, what's that mean for us? I think that means contentment in God. I think that means seeking an intimate relationship with God. And I think that means drawing close to God. And in that, that's a call to be reading our word and praying our word, spending time in meditation with God. We need to have that intense passion and fire for God. Like where it says in verse 2, like I've said before, is our soul yearns, even for the courts of the Lord, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. And that's something we need to hold on to, that he is a living God. So like that is my first point, have an intimate connection with God. The other one is from verse 7, is they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. From strength to strength, they draw their strength. That's crazy. Constant strength is just drawing from this spring. And that spring is because of that intimate relationship with God. So I encourage and implore you to spend time in prayer, in meditation, in your word. This psalm really helps us illustrate the privilege and longing for those who follow God as well. This really shows how intense the passion is for those who follow God, how they want to worship him every day of their lives. I guess something that we really want to think about now is how do we take intimacy and strength into the rest of our lives, into today, so that we have the opportunity to then, when we look back on our lives, that we can say we have followed God. We have followed him to the fullest, and that we have gained strength from God. This is a time where we can feel disconnected, we can feel lost, abandoned, but no, God says to worship him, to praise him, to be intimate with him, draw strength from him, so that you may make a place of springs yourself. And this can happen in your isolation, in your home. That could be your spring. In your mental health struggles, that can be your spring. In your job loss, that can be your spring. And yes, it's hard, but God does goes through with you. So how about I lead us in a prayer that actually focuses on having an intimate connection with God and drawing strength with God. So if you guys just want to bow your heads with me now, and if you agree with this prayer, I encourage you to say amen at the end. God, we find ourselves in a sense in a valley right now. We pray that you would make this place of springs. God, we pray that in this time it will be fruitful and blessed. Even in the midst of our sufferings, even in the midst of our challenges, even in the midst of our hurt, even in the midst of our sicknesses and our many other trials, Lord. God, please use these times to be fruitful in our relationships with you. God, draw us into a deeper understanding of what it means to be in your presence, what it means to have your guidance and your protection, what it means to rely on your provision. God, lead us to look to you all the more in everything. I pray that every single person right now, that they would draw closer into a deeper and intimate relationship with you, a deeper trust, a deeper abiding in you, that your love and mercy surrounds us in all our ways. God, I pray for this world. God, I pray in this time that you would cause people to look to you, to turn to you, to trust in you and your provision, to see you as a sustainer, our help, our strength, and our hope. God, you are our only hope. You are our only hope for making this valley a place of springs. So we pray that you make every situation a place of springs. God, I pray that just over every single person right now, that they would know you in a deeper way, that they would know how lovely your dwelling place is, your presence, how good it is to be with you. When everything else around us is shaking and moving, when we may stumble and fall, you are our rock, you are our firm foundation, and you are our refuge, you are our fortress, you are our help, you are our hope. We pray when we look back on this time, when we can see all that we've walked through in the valley of Baca, you have made a place of springs, or as we went through this hardship, your grace gave me strength and joy. God Almighty, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Keith. Well, that is it. Thank you so much for listening, and we can't wait to join you again next time. I'm Zachary O'Donoghue, and this was The Mac Youth Show.